governments and profit, but not necessarily American use, because the profit lies in the refinement.
It's amazing when you look at a map of North America, how many pipelines, either gas or oil or various sorts, crisscross. It's really remarkable. It's quite amazing. And the huge choke points are the refineries, because that's where, you know, 500 products are made, whether it's ethylene or plastics. And I mean, it's amazing how refined means changed. And it's amazing how incredibly complex the system really is. This last 100 years has proven that we are completely dependent upon oil now, and so it's awfully hard to get heard when you say, well, listen, at least over time, let us try to change this equation, because right now the world is. I remember 20 years ago seeing a movie, and there was a chilling line. This fellow who was, I guess he was Middle Eastern, but they were talking about oil. And he basically just said to the main characters at one point, as if they were naive little people, there are only 5,000 important people in the world, and they're all in the oil business. He just dismissed the rest of them. They're only...
In terms of if money is a mark of importance, it's true. Because do you know that ExxonMobil has made the largest profit in human history last year? That there has never been a more profitable time or industry in the history of mankind. The profits they are pulling in right now are off all of our scales and charts.
And it's interesting. I think yesterday GM reported its best year ever in terms of profits. And of course, GM cars, you know, totally dependent upon cars and oil. Just you know, the idea that, you know, oil is everything. In our world, on an economic scale.
As long as we continue to use it and continue to just consider it our right to burn, baby, burn. But it really is down to us in the long run. We have so much more power than we're willing to admit, because it's way more convenient to us to think the government's screwing everything up and that our own individual self-indulgence doesn't make a mark and doesn't make a difference.
But speaking of adding to the nuance, here you and I are wearing headphones made of plastic, oil products, probably made in China, transported by oil. Just to give us a, you know, sort of everything is connected that way.
I'm taking my headphones off.
Making you feel guilty.
Yeah.
No, it's just a fact of life.
We've got about 4 minutes left before
four more riveting, interesting moments.
Sweet, sweet fusion jazz from a long time ago coming up. And before that happens, here's a good one for the altered consciousness, the change in the world, and for the Vancouver hippies. Good old magic mushrooms, good old psilocybes. Well, British neuroscientists have injected volunteers with the chemical psilocybin, which is the psychedelic ingredient in hallucinogenic mushrooms, while they were scanning their brains. And cool, I know, let's scan their brains and give them mushrooms. What they thought was, since these are mind-expanding drugs, that they expected to see marked increases in brain activity. But in fact, Professor David Nutt, real name, Professor David Nutt tells Nature News, to their surprise, activity decreased, especially in the parts of the brain that ground us in reality and govern our sense of self, of independence, which is why the mushroom experience very often gives you a sense of being interconnected with the entire universe. Those are the regions, the medial prefrontal cortex and the posterior cingulate cortex. These tend to be hyperactive in people with depression, the sense of being grounded in bitter reality and having a very, very strong of not being able to escape the self. So the idea now is that psilocybin could help depressed patients break free of the particularly restrictive state of mind that forces them into loops of negative thinking. Previous research has shown that a single high dose of psilocybin can improve the mood of a recipient for more than a year. And from my own personal experiences with psychedelics, I would say for life. I don't think you can have a psychedelic experience and not come back permanently changed.
Wow.
That is, if you live.
So
psilocybin for depression, what do you think? Hippies knew this a long time ago.
Just on one level, when you think about the psychopharmacological purveyors, you know, of the certainly the antidepressants. It's a multi-billion-dollar business, and if you could get away with something that costs you a few dollars once a year,
a few dollars. You just walk around the fields in the springtime.
There you go. It's free, but for wearing your shoes a bit. That's going to put a bit of a hole in the bottom line of the pharmaceutical companies.
It certainly is.
My portfolio is going to take a hit.
It certainly is. So in any case, you have wasted another perfectly good couple of hours with the end of the world news. Thanks very much for coming in, Graham.
Thank you.
And thanks, dear listener, for listening in. Goulash is going to be on the mic next week and possibly the week afterwards. Graham's going away for a few weeks, and we'll be back with more news. Hopefully, by that time, there will not have been a nuclear accident or a war with Iran, and we'll have nothing new to tell you except that love is in the air. Go and see Grimes on the 18th, and here's one last moment with Grimes, and then we'll pass the airways over to some sweet jazz. This is the end of the world news. Peace and out.
Very good.
of the University of British Columbia. This is CITR-FM 101.9, and it's time for Smooth. Here's Dave Cause. The latest album by Dave Cause. We all know about him, the smooth jazz field of music. Put the top down, something you'd have to do today. Actually, keep it down until the rain goes, not a great looking morning today, but good morning to you wherever you're listening to CITR 101.9. Also on the cable, same spot, 101.9, and on TELUS channels 3717. This is Jacob with more of the music as a fill-in here on CITR, trying to bring the music to the area and see what you like. If you have any ideas for the program called Smooth right here, you can email me at smoothjazzvancouver@gmail.com. That's smoothjazzvancouver@gmail.com. Let's go into the archives of music. Here's Steve Cole and On Broadway on Smooth. Everyone listens to Smooth on Burnaby Mountain from CITR 101.9. guitar stylings of Mr. Norman Brown on Smooth. The thing is called Let's Take a Ride, and that's what you usually do when you listen to this kind of music. You just want to get in the car and cruise down the highway or freeway or wherever you're just doing your stuff. Good morning to you, wherever you're listening. This is Jacob, just trying to get my voice back here. It's I guess it's got something to do with the weather out here. And don't like to do what some other people on the radio do, is clear their throat live on the air. They know how to do that. They know how to cut the mic out and do it properly. I'd like to say hello to all the people who are up on Meetup.com. Meetup.com has been a great help to me and some of the other folk in the Metro Vancouver area, getting people together with this kind of music, because it hasn't been done before, because I'm the one doing it. I'm trying to get all these people together to enjoy this music, and we just got to keep playing it and teach you a lot about it, and also get some people together and maybe bring a concert or two to the area and really show each other what we can do. Meetup.com, you can find us under Jazz in Vancouver, and you'll see there's about 35 people that are already listening to this show, because I've made the connection to meetup.com and this radio station, CITR 101.9. We thank you for dropping by, and we're going to do some more of this great music. After we do some special stuff here for the radio station, we'll be back with Foreplay on CITR 101.9 and Smooth.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Baby, mind. Every time I get involved with somebody, baby.
From Smooth 101.9 FM, it's just another Love TKO from the group 4Play, featuring Ruben Stoddard on vocals. Good morning to you wherever you're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Jacob bringing you all these smooth sounds. Probably, I'm probably one of the first people to bring it in more variety and more stuff on the radio, because locally in Vancouver there hasn't been too much attempt at playing any of this music until I showed up. Not bragging or anything, but it's about time, right? Got to bring some of this music to the airwaves. And for those who are listening at this hour between 10 and 11, you're probably at home just relaxing and letting that weather go by and keeping busy inside your place. Let's come back in just a few moments with the Rippingtons on 101.9 FM. I would rather have a radio station and a radio studio that didn't have all this equipment here, but I'm just trying to play some public service announcements, things you're supposed to do at the radio station. Let's try once more. You know, just about every time I come in here, there's always something that goes wrong, but not this time. Let's go. Thanks.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Here's what to look for this February in Discorder. Grimes both graces the cover of Discorder for February and will also touch down in the city as she's on tour in support of her newest release, Visions. Inside Discorder, don't miss the feature piece on Rococode. Features on our Shindig winners, Sleuth, Tyrannohorse, and From Birch to You, and a special piece on Redrick Sultan. As always, Discorder is loaded with concert and album reviews, the next installment of The Overeducated Grumbler, and a profile on The Basement's Brett Olson in the monthly On the Air column. All this and more in the February issue of Discorder. Grab a free copy of Discorder anywhere on UBC campus, in and around Vancouver, BC, or online at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
This is Smooth from 101.9 FM, CITR.
outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Been hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your hurry.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better skirt.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink.
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no.
Mind if
no,
I move
sir.
In closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Smooth, that's Willie Nelson and Nora Jones with a duet, It's Cold, Baby, It's Cold Outside. And before that, the Rippingtons. We heard the Rippingtons featuring Russ Freeman, the boss of the band. We heard Côte d'Azur. And on the program this morning, I'm going to feature about four or five selections from an album that came out last year. The album is called The Imagine Project. It was put together by Herbie Hancock. And there is a plethora of artists that are on this album. I'll give you an example here, the little nice booklet they put together with it. The first cut, Imagine, there was featuring India Ari, Jeff Beck, Kanono, Number One, and a name I can't even pronounce here, but that was the first one, Don't Give Up, featuring Pink and John Legend. And the third cut we will play is Tempo de Amor, featuring Cheo. And you'll probably recognize the keyboards of Herbie Hancock and some other artists, but definitely Herbie Hancock. This is music from the Imagine Project, Herbie Hancock on CITR 101.9.
Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion to.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell.
strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet. Don't give up, I know you can make it good.
Though I saw it all around, never thought that I could be affected. Thought that we'd be last to go. It is so strange the way things turn. Drove the light toward my home, the place that I was born, on the lakeside. As daylight broke, I saw the earth. The trees had burned down to the ground. Tried hard to settle down for every job. So many men, so many men, no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Hey.
poder viver em paz, sem ter que sofrer, sem ter que chorar, sem ter que querer, sem ter que se dar. Ah, bem melhor seria poder viver em paz, sem ter que sofrer, sem ter que chorar, e ter que querer, sem ter que se dar. Mas tem que sofrer, mas tem que chorar, e tem que querer, pra poder amar. Ah, mundo enganador, mas não quer mais dizer amor. Ah, não existe coisa mais triste que ter paz e se arrepender, e se conformar, e se proteger de um amor amado.